Problem becomes when, as women, we are taught to be one way for men. And when those cracks start to come out, the relationship breaks.
So ask me this question a few years ago, and I was in competition with women. I would always say men are much easier to get on with. And a strong woman to me was competition. A woman that was vulnerable was weak. That's how I used to think.
I don't think I can ever, in terms of love, be with a man that's not a feminist.
So I find men who aren't like my father quite like arrogant and like verbose. And I'm like that kind of vibe. Can't be with somebody who wants to hold you down, whether it's your best friend who's a girl or a boy. Him.
Oh my gosh, I want to submit to a man. And that happens in a traditional setup. I want to do that. I want to serve a man. Oh my gosh, take me now. I want to do that.
Unscripted, unedited, and up close. Welcome to Unshaken, an exclusive and uncensored roundtable podcast featuring East Coast Radio's Carol Ofori, Kerry Miller, Stacey Norman, and Minnie Ntuli. They share their thoughts and beliefs around sexuality, body image, feminism, marriage, money, and everything in between.
Feminism. Woo! So, I mean, feminism is obviously quite a broad spectrum topic, so we're going to try and narrow it down. Just to get things started, Carol Ofori, do you consider yourself to be a feminist?
I would say so. I would say so, but I think that the word is very complex. And some areas I feel people misconstrue it and what it means and what it stands for. But in its genesis, as what it was meant to be, I definitely subscribe to that.
So that's a yes for the OG, the original feminist. Kerry Miller. Feminist, yay or nay?
Nay. No. I don't find myself particularly subscribing to anything in general, so I don't put myself under a hat, because I think there's a lot of stuff. Do I think women should be at least equal to men, 100%? I, in my heart, know that women are the stronger gender and the better gender. And that we're moving into a more feminine space, but I don't want to, I think because for me, feminism has come with this a kind of anti-male, but that's not what feminism is to me. So it's what I've kind of heard growing up. And that was like this, men are bad and men are yuck and whatever else. And you know what? Every single feminist was made because a man met with a woman. So just in that, I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. Minnie?
You know, based on what Kerry's saying, it highlights to me that there's a big misunderstanding about what feminism is. At the basis of its understanding, it's, do you believe in equality, that women and men are equal? Yes, I believe in that. Then I choose what type of feminist I choose to be. I'm a traditional feminist, right? Because we have radical feminists and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Like the LGBTQI community, there's always new stuff that are developed. I'm a traditional feminist because, oh my gosh, I want to submit to a man. And that happens in a traditional setup. I want to do that. I want to serve a man. Oh my gosh, take me now. I want to do that. But am I a radical feminist? No, because radical feminism for me is a bit too much. That's like we're saying, listen, we want it now. We don't care. And we're saying, bye to the men. It's like we are literally undoing everything.
Erasing
and saying, men must be where we are and so forth. And no, I think society works just all right in traditional feminist setup. Oh, I'd die for a man.
Interesting. Sure. Okay,
that put was in every, that, and yeah, you stays?
Every country song ever written. I'm inclined to agree. I think that over the last sort of, let's say, 5-10 years, it's become quite fash to be a feminist.
Yeah.
Every brand has a t-shirt, every artist has a song, it's like a movement. And I think that somewhere in the education around the term, they open little pockets for miseducation.
Yeah.
And it has become this kind of, I've seen a pushback from our male counterparts, and that whole like not all men hashtag.
Yeah.
Where men have gotten quite offended. They are offended because they're like, we are your allies.
Yeah.
And no, not all men want to trip you up. Not all men. Yeah. Men can be feminists. And it's not kind of like female specific, cisgender, heteronormative, like typical understanding of what feminism is. I like the idea of feminism within the female gender though.
Mm.
Because as opposed to being about like not about men, I think let's make it more female centric. So how feminism plays in our lives in like a day-to-day way. Yeah. So when I say I'm a feminist, I'm a woman who is pro-women. So I want women to keep rising.
Yeah.
I don't want women to be oppressed, not just by a partner, because that's a separate issue. Mm-hmm. I'm talking by society, and that includes by other women. So in the spirit of that, woman to woman, Carol, do you love women?
Of course. I think we are a very dynamic group of people. I mean, I'll always go back to the Bible and how we were brought about according to my faith. I think we are an incredibly special species and have a very important role in the society that we live in. And the more we can nurture and hold each other's hands, I think the stronger our I wouldn't say grip or hold, but the stronger we can actually help in raising a society that reflects what God wants for his people.
See, I like that. Malik, you said something about like this divine feminine energy, right? Mm. And how we're moving into a more female-centric time, which I think we are.
Yeah.
Do you feel as a woman who minces around on a day-to-day basis that you have the support of women around you, or do you still feel like from a society perspective, to go back to what Carol said, that's just not how it's set up? Like, we're designed to be anti each other.
So I'm going to answer from maybe a more like hippie way, because I believe you get what you put out. So ask me this question a few years ago, and I was in competition with women. I would always say men are much easier to get on with. And a strong woman to me was competition. A woman that was vulnerable was weak. That's how I used to think. Where I'm standing now, I see myself in a different light. So I'm able to look in the mirror and actually look at my things that I would even before call negative and love now, which I know we're getting to in another podcast. But when you can look at yourself with confidence and be okay with those, then you can only then look at outside at that. So I do feel now supported by women, but because I feel like I'm supported the women around me. So again, coming back to, I do feel like you attract what you put out. So the exact same time frame, one of us right now can feel very unsupported because she's not being supportive. So what are you looking for, you know?
And I mean, Minnie, do you kind of feel like, because we're all very different women, we come from different frames of reference, different backgrounds, different points of origin, do you feel as the youngest member of the panel, hashtag youth,
barely.
Hashtag youth vote,
barely.
Do you feel like you have grown up in a society where, as Kerry said, it is easier to, as a woman, A, love yourself, and then B, by extension, offer that support to other women? Or do you still feel like the competition element is very strong?
Oh, my word, Stace. Listen, my biggest heartbreak has come from women more than men growing up. From career to love life, to every biggest aspect of my life. So loving women and supporting women, I've learned as I grow that it's a choice that I choose to make. That most times I've decided to remove gender from it and look at you as a person. Mm. And when you come at me with negative vibes or you do something bad to me, I must remove the fact that you're a woman and see that you're a person that's hurting. Mm. And I've stopped saying women are the most hurt. Women are this. Women are that. Women are this. I can't trust women and say a person, because the very same man can do the very same thing to you. Now, in my youth right now, I've just learned for my peace sake to keep my woman circle very small and very tight.
Shame.
I used to be that girl with lots of friends. Mm, yeah. I still love them. I still love them. But you must know your circle, your comfort space.
Yeah, the circle of trust. Yeah.
Yes. The girls you'd leave with your man for 10 days.
Yeah, well, then you had the wrong friends.
But we're just saying that don't put people that you can't trust in a situation where somehow it's like, no, I didn't think I was going to do that to you. And then they've done it to you. Mm. And then next thing I say, it's a woman thing. That's a person thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that for me, when I say my biggest heartbreak has come from woman, I had to change that narrative and go, you a person and you broken and you happen to hurt me.
Mm. If I can just jump in there, that situation you just mentioned, may I just say, next time find a man that you can leave in a room with Beyonce. Because yes, your friends can, that's another story, but it's also, that was a situation there when a man is not trustworthy either.
As well, yeah.
So, you know, there's,
so it's a person.
Better friend group, better man choice.
But also, it's a value system thing. Goes to what Kerry said. if you're in a situation where you're putting vibes out, you attract a certain kind of person, a certain caliber of person.
That's not true.
You keep people, no, you keep people around you because they serve a purpose on some level, and maybe it's superficial.
That's science, so when, friend.
So when
I
it comes down
with
to
Winnie,
it.
It's not true. I think as women, we attract, absolutely. But we also have people that show you good. Mm. They are good people. And just like my husband always tells me, you've got to manage expectations of people, which is difficult.
It is difficult.
Because people will be people. We are broken. That is part of our DNA makeup. So at the end of the day, they will do flawed things. Mm. And they will shock us. They will hurt us. But in the day, they are people. That's why they will do those flawed things. So it doesn't necessarily mean you've got a bad choice in friendships or a bad choice in people. Sometimes people will just be people.
But I also feel like you draw those experiences into your life on purpose. So someone taught me something and has stuck with me forever. Stacey can literally run off with my dad.
Oh.
And I can choose to be hurt. She can't hurt me. And hear what I'm saying here. Nothing that anyone outside of me can do can hurt me. I have to choose to react in a hurt way. And I know that sounds hectic, but that is the actual truth. You have to choose to allow that person's actions to affect how you are, who you are, what you're doing. Because they're monkey, they're circus.
Yeah, I think it's great on paper, Kerry.
That is a discipline, and it 100%. Is a discipline because in the moment
you start moving away from being a human being.
You know what it is, Kerry.
Feelings,
Carol,
and you get hurt.
What Kerry's saying combined with what Minnie's saying. What I mean by attracting those kinds of people into you, like your space. I'm not feeling great. So I now surround myself with people who are maybe more yes men. They're not there for the substance. They're there for the superficial, because superficially I need a bit of a boost.
Yeah.
When I move out of that phase and I'm ready to go a little bit deeper, that relationship maybe doesn't serve me so much anymore. Through obligation and wanting to be a good person, perhaps I keep them around. And that's when it gets a bit sticky. And that's why I think that as we grow and we learn and we have different phases in our lives, there are different people who kind of come in. Some people come in and they stay. Some people you want to get rid of and you can't because, I mean, they just like keep boomeranging back into your life. Mm. And then the other people you thought would be with you forever.
Right.
The ride or dies and they just fall off. Mm. And you were saying something earlier, Minnie, about friends, well, female friendships and how that's hurt, like greater than a man. I've got a friend, actually, Kerry and I share this mutual friend, and her biggest struggle in life is not, I need to find a man, I can't keep a man, I need like love, I need romance. Her biggest like nonsense is around the friendships that she's had for 5-10 years, and these people just aren't in her life anymore. Mm-hmm. They just choose to like not be in that space. So again, do you feel like it goes back to structure? Because obviously a woman's going to find a man that you don't hear from her. I mean, we were taught that from the time you were tiny. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Minnie's got a boyfriend. Long gone are our Saturday brunches because now she's got other things to do.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it plays into that? Or do you feel like it's just part and parcel?
I don't know. Carol, you married.
Yeah.
Did you spend less time with your friends when you were now in a relationship?
I think what my relationship did do, it exposed the quality of the relationships that I had. So because now I had found a life partner, I questioned the relationships that I had and whether they were actually authentic.
That's so deep.
And whether
almost they superficial.
Were, yeah, and whether they were there for the right reasons.
So would you rather be with them or your life partner, you know, at that Saturday brunch, for example?
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, as women, we also need, there's nothing more beautiful than going out and having a glass of champagne with a group of girls and laughing.
You know. We've done that, Carol. Please
yes.
tell them.
Like, right now would be nice.
It was lovely. And that's it. I mean, men will never ever play the role of being your girlfriends. As much as my husband is my best friend, he just doesn't get it when I say I'm about to punch someone because I'm PMSing. He doesn't understand what that means, whereas my girlfriend will understand that and be like, okay, let's go get chocolate and go sit on the beach or
also
something.
I have bail money,
you know.
All that punch, you know? Away.
So that's one thing that my relationship with my husband did do. It just brought to the surface whether or not the circles that I was running in were healthy, whether they were,
I love that,
something that was of value to me or more of value to the other person. And and let's just say a lot of them fell by the wayside.
There you go. Now, on that note, clearly, man, ally, right?
Yeah.
Let's discuss the concept of men as allies.
Ooh.
Like, in the struggle.
Yeah.
And again, not the radical feminism struggle, just
yeah.
just the trying feminism. To keep my head screwed on tight.
Quality.
Yes. Substance. Authenticity. Genuine help. Not of a romantic nature, although maybe sometimes it leans into that side. Men as allies. Carol, you've spoken very beautifully about Greg, your husband. He's fantastic. Shout out to Mr. O. I mean, but he's... No, but he's been, but yeah. He has been in your life. How many years have you known him?
We've been together for 13 years.
I mean, how many iterations of Carol have there been in the last 13 years?
Oh, there's been a few.
Girl, and that man has been there.
He's still standing.
So you're going to say yes to men as allies?
Absolutely. I think it's the key, I believe, for men to be allies is firstly to have a trustworthy relationship where you can trust that being authentically yourself with them and they can feel authentically themselves with you.
Mm.
Where he can cry, he can be vulnerable, he can be broke, he can be wealthy, he can be emotionally depleted, and none of these things will affect how you view him as a man. And once you get to that space, I think you can have a true ally who will really fight your fight with you. The problem becomes when, as women, we are taught to be one way for men. And when those cracks start to come out, the relationship breaks.
Yeah, and that's obviously irrespective of context, whether it's romantic, friendship,
correct,
bestie.
Correct.
Miller, what do you think?
So I believe that we need a left and a right, an up and a down, and even if you look at our bodies, so energetically, I believe that, and it's like the yogic way as well, is that the left side of your body is your feminine, the right side of your body is your masculine. That's for males and females, meaning that we have that energy in us as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that men and women came together, we coexist, and it would be childish to not include each other and use each other's strengths. Because just when a man can, whatever it is, and I mean, whether it's a relationship or a friendship, like you said, Stacey, it's like, you know what your strengths are, you know what his strengths are. Maybe, let's just look at a dinner, for example. Naturally, my ex-partner and I naturally were drawn to separate things. That by the end of this dinner, he had really enjoyed frying the meat. He had really enjoyed it and loved it. That's not my vibe. I really enjoyed playing around with different salads and making like a cool gluten-free bread. We came together at the end and had a magnificent meal together. He did his thing because he wanted to. I did my thing because I wanted to. You know, you have a drink together, you choose a beer, he chooses something else, whatever. You don't have to be the same, but to coexist, it's obvious. That's why we're here together. It's animalistic. And I think it would be silly to not have an ally.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
Exactly. Minnie, what do you think?
I agree with Kerry, man. I don't think I can ever, in terms of love, be with a man that's not a feminist. The true basis of what feminism is believing in equality. I don't think I can do that. Hence, I can't be around men that are misogynistic. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really can't. Because at the end of the day, especially if we're going to teach young kids about feminism as it still is evolving, is that we need to teach them feminism in the midst of young boys, in the midst of men, because every woman goes home to a man, whether it could be a dad, a grandfather, a pastor, a whatever it is, there is some sort of man
Mom's today,
in
boyfriend.
Your life. So if the men are not involved in the conversation, we are going 10 steps back, because then women go back to reality. That's why I was struggling with the concept of what Kerry was saying earlier about not allowing hurt to come at you, because I was saying the practicality of that is that maybe Minnie is still immature, but I can't stop my body from feeling. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't stop my body from feeling for feeling what Stacey did to me that I could not control.
So, but you can change your reaction. That's what I meant. Is that,
but
of course, it's going to feel like
felt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's a
human
choice.
Yes. It's absolutely human nature. You will be in the moment that this has happened. It's like someone gets hit by a car that you love.
Yeah, of course.
As much as you want to control the feeling and be like, oh, I'm going to react. Your body and your heart and your humanness will react to the fact that someone's been hit by a car that you love. And as much as grief, you will go through the processes, you'll find your strength, you'll get better at it, and you'll be able to be strong. That can happen. It's the same thing as a friend breaking your heart. It's all forms of pain.
Yeah.
It's all forms of pain. And the human body will take in pain literally through your body. You will take it, and you will find ways to deal with it as coping mechanism, as a coping mechanism.
And a great coping mechanism is to have a man as an ally.
bring it back.
And that's why she's moderating. But seriously, so like in my life, from my father, I'm very blessed in that my father, father of two girls, loved his mother, loves my mother, loves his new wife, gentle, kind, never physically disciplined us because he never wanted us to misunderstand the power dynamic. Even when there were arguments between my parents, my dad was more chilled. He wasn't a pushover, he was more chilled. And so that gave me license to kind of understand that a man can be like quietly confident. So I find men who aren't like my father quite like arrogant and like verbose and I'm like that kind of vibe. But then all of our wonderful gay friends, all of the husbands, all of the people, all of our colleagues, and obviously the lovers that we choose to take. I mean, they must, as many said, I think, find a space, and we can share that. The vulnerability, the intimacy on an emotional level, on a mental level, and just support each other in a genuine way so that equality is the end goal. Can't be with somebody who wants to hold you down, whether it's your best friend who's a girl or a boy, him.
Well, a man made us all. 50% of us is all made because of a dad, whether they're in your life or not.
Well, they chose the sex, actually. You know that.
How dare you? My daddy chose me.
They chose this.
Daddy issues in the next podcast.
All right. Well done,
thanks, ladies. Thank you.
You've been listening to Unshaken, an East Coast radio podcast. Find more at ecr.co.za under podcasts or on your favorite podcast app.